we're going to do Yirmiya, Paragid Zayin over here. Pasuk Aleph. Chatzis Yudah Kesukah Ka'it Barzo B'tziporen Shamir. Karusha Luach Libam L'Kanas Mizuch Zayin. So the sin of Yudah was written with a pen of iron, with a diamond stylus. We said before that was the Shamir we had a little bit. That was in the last year. Okay, it is going to be engraved on the tablet of their hearts, and that's going to be behind it. That L'Kanas Mizuch Zayin, and on the corners of their altars. The pshat is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows all. Everything is linked together. There is nothing, no event that can happen in our world without Hashem noticing. And that's what it means. It's written down already with a pen, with a stylus, however you want to put it. It's all written down, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going to happen. He's Korban and Mizbechosam, right? As they remember their children, Mizbechosam Asheram, they remember the Mizbechos and their Asherim. In other words, they treat it as if it's F. They treat it as such like nothing. They treat these Mizbechos and the Asherim like they treat their children. I'll eat run on Agvos, Agvohos, by the Ashtaros. We talked about this before, the Asherah trees and all the high hills. So to speak, yeah, just like children, as if they are children itself. Harori Basode, Hilcha, and all the mountain dwellers in the fields, Hilcha Kol Tzorsecha, I give you all of your wealth and your treasures, Labaz, as spoils to the enemies. And Bamosecha Bechatzes Behog Bulecha, your altars of sin are found throughout your borders. In other words, like this, the people didn't want to be Avodah Zarah that they were serving. They didn't want them to have it in the public arena. They were afraid that if people saw it, things were going to happen. So what do? They hid them. They hid them in mountains, in caves, all over the place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying your Avodah Zarah is literally everywhere. Everywhere you turn, the Avodah Zarah is sitting there. Mishamatito. And you yourself are going to be halted, right, from, obviously, from keeping, from tilling the land. It's going to be your own self-imposed Shemitah. And it's going to be in you, from your Nachlash, and Atatula, from that Nachlash that I gave to you in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to serve your enemy in the land that you don't know, because you have kindled a wrath or a fire of my wrath, you know, that's going to burn forever. Yeah.
If a man's
wrath is taken, you didn't keep Shemitah, therefore you won't even have the opportunity to keep Shemitah. Correct. That's going to be the idea. This is what God says. Cursed is the man that trusts other men. This some busters row, and they flesh his own arm, his outstretched arm, and Hashem Yasru Libo, and he turns away himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The worst part about this is that you're turning yourself away from God and trusting in other men. How could you trust another man? I understand that you may not have the level of Bitachon, but to then say, but I could trust him, that guy I can trust, there is no man that you'll be able to trust. He says, like a lone tree in the desert of Lo Yireh, that no one will be able to see Kiyavo Tov when the good actually comes. Right? He will inhabit the places in the desert, like the salt lands, the lands that are not there. And that's the idea behind it. In other words, you're going to be in the middle of nowhere, and you're going to think you can call out for help, and there will be no one there to be able to help you, we're going to say.
They have a Mishlechaver, such an integral part of our Judaism, as well as we always had human intervention.
Oh, wait. Next line. Baruch HaGever Sheyitzap HaShem VaYoshem Yitzapo. But blessed is a person who trusts in God and places in trust in God. However, the Dastofer points out, it does not say blessed is the man that does not trust in man. And the reason why it doesn't say that is because there are times where you have to trust in other people, where you have to put your trust in others. In other words, you have no choice but to depend on somebody else that's there. As long as you understand that that person is only an instrument in the hands of God to be able to do what he wants to happen, then you can place your trust in other people.
They believe in the Christians, basically, are not so wrong in what they're doing. I mean, they might have to be off a little bit,
absolutely
but
not.
Not
you can't treat him as a God. No one said that. You can put your trust that a person can help you. They believe that he is God. That is a problem. That's a problem. Yeah, what are you going to say, Dave?
Well, a Navi Sheker is somebody who is that person you just described.
We have rules on when to believe a Navi and when not to. If he doesn't go by the rules of a Navi Emet, then yeah, he's a Navi Sheker.
I don't know. I have a problem with like that. Yes, we did wrong by only trusting man. But that's an integral part of coping.
Again, yes, you have to, as long as you understand that he is an instrument of God. Then it's fine. Then 100% put your trust in man, that he's an instrument of God, and know that God is behind it. If you don't believe that God is behind it, then you've got a real problem. That's that's the issue. Benny, what were you going to say? And that's the pshat. In man alone. And then it says, it doesn't say Baruch HaYavashar Lo Yitzach. There you go. You're only trusting in man, that's the problem. But if you have trust in man because Hashem is behind it, that's different. But these people are not like that.
Meaning, and he does this.
Yeah, that's exactly the wording. That's the idea. And the next passage, Baruch Gavar Sheyitav Hashem B'Hoy Hashem Yitzacho. His trust goes in. You could even say the double lashon. He trusts in God, and he places in trust in God, even when it seems he's trusting man. Pasukas Vayikay Shafu Al Mayim. Palgei Mayim. That's the line in my double mouth. Like a tree that's planted on water. Val Yuvah. Correct. Val Yuvah Yishlach. I live like Mem Gimel. Val Yuvah Yishlach Shoshov. And on top of maybe a river where its roots spread out. Lo Yireh. The Lo Yireh Ki Yavol Kom. He is not worried when the heat comes. Vayaleu Ranon. His trees, his leaves become shade. Ubishnas Batzoros Lo Yidak. He's never worried in a time of famine or plague. Vlo Yomish Masus Peri. It always continues to give fruit. Why? Because it always has water underneath it. So one would say that this is not exactly a symbiotic relationship where the tree is taking advantage of the water and the water is getting nothing back, but not true. Once the tree becomes a being powerful tree with shade, then that shade is cooling down the river, which allows more light to grow at certain points. And the oxygen that's made from the roots of the tree that go into the water itself, there are symbiotic relationships between water and the trees. What do they call them? They have it in the aquarium here. They have a whole tree in water. It's a cute baobab. Is that it?
Mangrove.
Yes, exactly, for the environment. The water would not be as clear or go through without the mangrove tree. It needs it. That's why they have it there to show you the types of fish that live right around there. It's an amazing thing.
No, build a whole aquarium that's an ecosystem based off a plant.
They have them. You can make it. You can make it. They have some planted things. It's a lot.
What's the rule?
Water changes.
No water changes.
What can the tree teach being using as an example?
Well, the idea behind it? Oh, it's the exact same thing, that there should be a relationship, so to speak, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That somehow we have our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts us that we're going to do the brit that he promised us to do. There will be. It seems like the water is unaffected by the tree, but the water is somehow, it's better now that the tree is there. So the tree being Klal Yisrael, and eventually shading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming his nation. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us, he would survive without us. But it becomes clearer to the world when we become his tree, shading the river that's there. That's the idea behind it. Now, Pasuk Tet, Akov Alev Mikol, the heart is deceitful beyond all else. So, Anush Hu Miyida'enu. Obviously, it's very weak. That's Anush. Miyida'enu, who can possibly know it? And that's the idea. No one but the person himself knows what's in your heart. You could tell other people what you're, I can't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to me. But you yourself know if, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, or you yourself. That's the idea. And I, Hashem, hook your leg. I am Hashem. I examine the heart. Dokin close. I check out the innards, innermost thoughts. Let's basically each could draw up. I put each man according to his ways, to free my love according to the fruit of his actions. In other words, if everybody truly looked at themselves, they would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaying them according to what it was. Kori Dagar. Kori Dagar below Yolad. Okay, it's like the partridge. I don't know what this is. The Dagar is some type of a bird that takes over another nest. It calls out, but it did not give birth to those birds, those chicks. Oitz osa oisher, so too is somebody who makes a lot of riches, but it was done unlawfully so. What does he call it? Like a partridge. Is the partridge like that? I don't know. I don't know anything about a partridge. It's a type of quail, right? It's a type of quail, I think. But he's calling it like that. In other words, you're taking over stuff that is not truly yours. Halfway through your life, you will lose it. In the end, you will be vile. In other words, that guy will eventually be called out. Maybe it won't be in this world. Maybe it'll be only after he dies. But at some point, someone's going to realize that his ill-gotten gains were only from the wealth of other people. Kisei Kavod Maro, the Kisei HaKavod is exalted up, Merishon, more than, so to speak, than the from the beginning. Mekom Mikdashenu, the place of our Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is a famous line that proves that there not only is a Beis HaMikdash down here, but a Beis HaMikdash up above as well. That there's a Beis HaMikdash that corresponds to our Beis HaMikdash down below. Our Beis HaMikdash down here corresponds to that Beis HaMikdash up above, and it learns it out from this pasuk right over here, the Kisei Kavod Marom. may reach on Makomi Toshenu. That's the idea behind it. Now, that's that. Mikva Yisrael Hashem, the famous line, this hope of all of Bnei Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Zechel. Anybody who forsakes you, Yevoshim, they will be embarrassed with Surai Ba'aret. May they depart you in the land because they were written to be in. They have forsaken the source of all the living waters. They have forsaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally purifies us every day. It's as if he dunks us in a mikvah, that somehow at some point during the day he allows us to become purified by something we did or something we're thinking or whatever it is. He allows us to be in the mikvah itself. There are two types of tshuva. There's tshuva that we're misorer from ourselves. There's tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misorer from above, that makes us think that maybe we should do a little bit more tshuva. That's the pshat. The tshuva can purge, and it's even better if you do it yourself. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get involved and make himself a mikvah to purify you if you need.
How do you know that's
everybody should go to a mikvah this Friday. But yeah.
How do you know
that what?
Like if you're not picking up urine, there's a
shower
slack that God's doing it for you. Can you count on that? That's
no.
A huge crutch.
Yeah.
You do anything.
No. Cole owes back all anybody who leaves you and doesn't do what you want them to do, Yevoshu, they will be embarrassed, says the Pasuk. It's got to be somebody who at least puts forth a little bit of effort. But it doesn't have to be the tremendous effort of actually doing tshuva. The minimalist effort might be enough to be able to do something over here. Refa'ini Hashem Be'Rafei, Hoshi'ini Be'Vashaya, obviously this is the line that we say in Refa'inu, right? Save me, heal me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Ki Silas Yata, right? You are my praise. It's literally an exact line, just in plural. Refa'inu Hashem Be'Rafei, Hoshi'ini Be'Vashaya, Ki Silas Yata. This is Yirmiyah specifically. Yirmiyah is not asking for a physical cure. No.
Even Sazor?
No. Otherwise, mikvos would be a much shorter masechta. You wouldn't need kolos doing it for two or three years.
No, that's indoors. Outdoor.
If it rains 40 stars straight into the
ground.
Yeah, then it could.
Over the season.
That's what you have. I mean, was there water inside there before the 40 saw fell?
Oh, but then it's a bit bustle with the water inside.
Correct. So it has to be there in the first place. I mean, you have to have it. It's not easy to do. Plus, you have to have the water all connected. You have it raining inside a pool. They're not connected to one another because there's different puddles everywhere. That's not going to be enough. If you had a really big rainstorm and then you added on water afterwards, then yes, in theory, that should work. It shouldn't be a problem.
Snow, if you had, like, snow in the pool.
Wait. We're not talking about mixing.
That's a good question. Now, here we go.
Himself?
He is talking about himself. He's asking not for a physical cure. Yirmiyah was not sick. There's something wrong. His pain, he was too painful for Yirmiyah. He wasn't living a normal life. Listen, the obvious idea is that Yirmiyah was living a life that was completely separate from everybody else. He couldn't go to funerals, couldn't go to weddings, could not get married himself for a while. Remember, he wasn't told to get married until much, much later. There was a lot of weird stuff going on with Yirmiyah.
Married, and then I should told him to another wife.
Well, no, we said it was just a specific place.
Yeah, then he was told in Anasos, don't marry a woman from here, so he probably married later. But it was weird that he was living in a certain place and not getting married.
What?
Why would somebody have to die?
No, it didn't say anything. Remember, he was told you're not going to find a woman, you're not going to have one. That's the idea. So, yeah, we understood it as being not from Anasos, but meaning he wasn't married yet. That was the point. You won't be married was the line that you shouldn't be married while you're there. So he was different. The muscle was like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody goes to a doctor. Listen, you know, honestly, things have changed a little bit, but most people do not go up to a doctor, right, and ask the doctor why he's giving him certain medicines. The guy went to medical school. You don't ask those questions. In other words, the guy can't explain to you the 4 years out there. I know things have changed over the last, like, 15, 20 years. But I'm saying, beforehand, like 100 years ago, you never asked the doctor why he's giving you that pill. You wouldn't understand it. You have no idea what he's talking about. Agreed. Nonetheless, you never did those things. You just sort of, there was an implicit trust that you put in the doctor and it ended up working, right? And it was just there. You just understood. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that even though we don't fully understand it, nonetheless, it should be perfectly fine. Now, he's asking not only for a cure and strengthening right now, he's asking for the future as well. He wants a spiritual boost to be strengthened for any future hardship. I'm going to go through a lot, said Yirmiyah. Give me the refuah that I need for now. Give me a refuah for later. That's what he says. Refa'eni Hashem from the past, ve'erafei for the future. I know I'm going to need this for the future. Nehema Omrin Eli. They're all saying to me, Ayidvar Hashem Yavona. Where's the word of God? Come on, tell us. What do you got today? They expected Yirmiyah to be this crystal ball that would tell them things whenever they wanted to. And Yirmiyah said, I haven't gotten anything. Listen, I can't give you automatic proof like that. Sometimes I know. Sometimes I don't. I was not eager. pasture to shepherd them after you, Hashem. Yom Anush, on the day of my loss, Louis Sabisi had no desire. I tell you that the Motzvashai no kachonecha ayo. You knew that the uttering of my lips was always opposite you, that it was always trying. But you have to understand, this is a thankless job where I'm getting absolutely nothing from it. Al tia lila lachita. Don't be a source of dread for me. Maxiato, be my shelter. On the evil day that's there. Because they'll tell us that there were three accusations that were putting upon him. Number one, that he was a talebearer, a talemonger, making everybody think the worst for the nation, undermining the national morale. That's number two. And number three, disrupting the daily life of the land. Aside from that, the rumors going around about him not being around other people and going around made people hate him. And then there were assassination plots that were going up against Yirmiah. Yehoshua, if I let all those who chased against me, let them be embarrassed. Don't let me be embarrassed. Let them be afraid. Don't let me be afraid. Bring them the evil day. Destroy them doubly. Allow all these people. Now, Chazal tell us that these were the people of Anasos, and that they were not only late sonim, but they were telling over Lashon Hara, and they were Moserim as well. There were Mosers that were telling over, right, to the government to try to get Yirmiah killed. And that's what he means. Punish them doubly, said Yirmiah. Don't let them allow to be in Olam Hazeh. Don't let them be allowed in Olam Haba as well. I want you to stand by the gate of the people. Where the kings of Yudah stand. Where they go out. And all the gates of Yerushalayim. I want everybody to listen to me. Everybody that's around these gates. Now, why is he going to the gates? Because they'll tell us there was one last chance for the Jews to do tshuva. And if they did this, the Beis Hamikdash would not be destroyed. They did it, everything would be okay. Keep Shabbos. The one thing that people were doing that was absolutely against the Torah. There were other, maybe there were abundance that they were over on, but the one thing that they needed to work on was Hotzah. They were carrying. And they specifically were carrying from the Rishus HaRabin to inside the city through the gates. So Yirmiah was told, go to the gates where they come in every morning, where they carry in their packages, and going from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid, and tell them, no more. You can't do this. Hotzah is done. Yeah.
Last week, the week before, we had a whole big discussion about how it was the fact that they weren't saying Birkas HaTorah was
destroyed.
Calamity. Not just pushing it on me.
No, it's not the reason for the destruction. This is not the reason for the destruction. This was a chance for tshuva. If you do this and keep Shabbos, keeping Shabbos equal to all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. So if you do this, everything you've done up until now could somehow be fixed up. Crazy, right? Just keep Shabbos with Otzah, and that's good enough.
And so living in Eretz Yisrael is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah.
I'm learning Torah.
That's Gemara Ksuvah's Kufyat Aleph. Nonetheless, this is the Navi. This is the Navi. Yeah, that's not enough. But this is the Navi telling us this is what will happen, and this is going to be literally the last chance, the last opportunity. And the reason why I went to the gate
of
the king,
the king
was over on this as well. And the king was being told first, you cannot get anything brand new from outside of the gates itself. That was the problem over here. Were you going to save anyone? There's no question there was all these things there. This was the final chance. It's not that they were over on Shabbos and that caused the destruction. That's not the point. This was a chance for tshuva, even though they were doing all these things. If you work on this, then everything can be, not forgiven, but pushed off.
Forgiven, or you will want to
pushed off. That's a good call. You'll be everything will be pushed off, and you won't be destroyed now.
It's a starting point.
Now you're doing a little bit.
Correct. A starting point to be able to make you go to the next level. Do not carry anything on Shabbos, says in Pasuk Aleph. Nor bring it by any gates of Yerushalayim. Do not take out a burden from your house on Shabbos. You should not do any work. You should make Shabbos holy. Like a command of your father. But they did not listen, nor did they turn their ears. They hardened their necks. They did not listen and not take Moser. Now, I'm sure there were people that kept Shabbos. It was like the whole nation was not keeping Shabbos, but nonetheless.
And it seems like they were keeping all of it except for that.
They were doing other things. Well, we do know that there was a Avodah Zarah and something, but yes, there were other things that were there.
I'm wondering if somebody be doing Avodah Zarah and something, but like he's keeping Shabbos.
We're not dealing with everybody. We're not dealing with everybody. Yeah. But here's the big thing that Chazal say over here. It wasn't that they want to keeping Shabbos.
Still on Shabbos.
They started using loopholes. Okay, we won't carry. You know what I'm not going to do? Shnayim Shasua. We'll take it together. And they carry with two people carrying it instead of one. They were being Mekadesh. They were Mekadesh certain areas, and they allowed it to be there. Understood. But when they're told specifically by a Navi, this is the way to do tshuva, this wasn't enough to do tshuva. That wasn't there. He wanted to make kehilos together, everybody together to hear about Torah subjects. And they said, nah, that we don't need. We don't need that.
From the beginning, from that, it doesn't seem that they're buying into his rules. Like, nobody's really listening to him. They just think he's a party pooper. They don't like him. So it's like, okay, here again.
We don't hear any responses from anybody. I don't understand what you're saying.
We're constantly warning them. But wait,
understood, but we don't see any responses.
We don't see any response, but we see his reaction when he's talking to Hashem. We can infer that the response
Remember that the period is over 30 years. It could be that one time, you're right, it didn't. It could be that 20 days later they stopped doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. We have absolutely no idea.
So why did it take
down?
I think like...
Eventually it led to the destruction.
Yeah, but you would might
that's why.
Trying to go to bat and saying, look, I said this and they did it. I said this, they did it.
I hear it and nonetheless, this is after the fact. Yirmiyahu wrote the Sefer at the end of his life after the basement was destroyed. So he knows what ended up happening. That might have been a note. Yeah, but when he redid it, that was different. It took all of this to be able to get through what Yirmiyahu was saying to the people, and now a chance for tshuva. Unfortunately, it's not going to be heard. We're going to see. If you listen to me, Nuh Hashem, says God, to not bring any packages in the gates of the city, and then I promise you, they will come into the city. Kings and officers that will sit on the Kisi of David HaMelech, Rokham Barakham Vasusim, riding on chariots and horses, Haim of Isaraim, them and their officers, Ishu to Yosh Yerushalayim, the people of Judah, and the settlers of Yerushalayim, Yashva Yerazos Lo'ilam, and the city will therefore be there forever. They'll come from all the cities of Judah, from around Yerushalayim, the Eretz Binyamin, Min HaShelah, from the south, Min HaHor, from the mountains, Min HaNegev, from the other area, the Negev. Yeah, what's the Shelah? Oh, the valleys. They're going to bring olas and korbanos and menachos, right, and frankincense and korban toidos to the house of the Beis Hamikdash. While the baby don't listen, we look at Yom Hashabbos. You'll see Masa, right? And then I'm telling you not to carry anything. And you come on the Shabbos day through the gates. Then I'm going to make a fire in your gates. It's going to consume all the palaces throughout all of Yerushalayim, and it will not be extinguished. Those fires will be all around. It's going to break out in all the homes. Because I'll learn from over here that the cause of fires in homes, Chas Shalom, and we won't give specific cases, the cause of fires in homes is due to the sin of Chilul Shabbos. That's what Chazal learned from this pasuk. That was the promise that was given, that that's what's going to happen. Again, don't use it for anything that might have happened recently. Not easy if Yerushalayim was considered a Rosh Hashanah.
It was a wall. They were bringing it from outside the wall inside the wall. But nowadays, there's an area around the whole greater city.
They might not have hold of the Tzuras HaPasach. Number two, if the city is a 16 Amarot, if there is a 16 Amarot there, according to Shulchan Aruch, then it's automatically Rosh Hashanah. I know. So if it's automatically Rosh Hashanah, you can't make an Erev around Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Omrin the Shulchan Aruch brings up is that, and it has to have 600,000 people. That's Yesh Omrin. But it doesn't say that in the regular show, there's a cash of what we hold by. The Bir Alacha, right, which is the clearest posuk, says there are 13 we've shown in one way, 13 we've shown in the other way, therefore there's no choice but to be Machmer. Now, again, I'm not going to, you know, get down on what it does. I do hold the Bir. Nonetheless, it is not an easy matter to Machmer up an Eruv. It took a lot of posts in many years to be Makel, right? But even then, Chicago is a massive, massive issue. Right, that's why Rav Aaron Soloveitchik never held a Bi'eruv, because again, pure halacha, do we hold a Bi'eruv of 600,000? Really, it's a difficult thing to understand that we do hold of it, even those Rishonim that hold that way. It's not the Rishonim that we normally paskin like. The Rambam, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba, they're all the other way.
To begin with, because how many highways, especially in those days, I think
people on it.
It's a different idea.
The Edens, I guess the only people who drive down the Edens on one day was like $350.
That's the Edens, I like 16 Amos is easily two. Just two is 16 Amos. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't know if we're going to be able to start. Parakeet Effect is small, but I don't think we're going to be able to finish it. We're not going to be able to do it. All right, maybe we'll stop over here. No, this is important because the whole thing is a muscle. The next 7 or 8 people are a muscle. So start Parakeet Effect next week.